All right, guys, we're in here for our interview portion. So, guys, y'all want to go ahead and introduce yourself? You got a little chance to during the show, but not completely. So, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I know y'all haven't heard from me earlier. You heard from Trey, but I'm here with, I'm here with Malachi, my bass player.
What's up, guys?
So, and I'm Caden. I'm the drummer. Trey and Brody, they are in the back right now, but they will also be joining us here in a few minutes. But, yeah, we're going to get to talk about some really cool stuff here. You know, pretty much origination of the band and how we all have connections with each other and how everything happens. So, yeah, we're really excited and we're really thankful that WVT had us. We're really happy to be here.
Well, I actually heard from y'all from, I don't know if you know him, his name's Big D. He runs the...
Dennis, all at the, over at the Woodstock shop. Yes, sir. Dennis.
Yeah, man, he's cool. I'm gonna plug him too because he introduced us. Dennis, he runs a place called the Woodstock Shop over in the mall. It's full of handmade, you know, hippie stuff, cool stuff. Dennis, if you're not listening, I'll send you a recording. But yeah, he put me in touch with Malachi, and then we've been working on this for what, a month?
Something just like about that. Yeah.
If he's listening, I just want him to know I bought some pretty sick posters from my room from him. So I really appreciate what he does.
Yeah, man. So one cool thing about you guys is y'all are all under 20. Asterisk. I understand that's just like a technicality because y'all are like burgeoning almost 20. But all these guys are within a year of each other. It's four of them, and they're all within a year of each other, and it's just great. So y'all want to tell us about how long y'all been playing together?
So, we've been playing with each other for about...
Just coming up on a year, actually.
Yeah, coming up on a year. This past week, actually. But it all really started back at the New River Valley Community College campus. Ironically enough, that sounds crazy. But I met this guy right here next to me, Trey, and told me he played guitar, and he asked if I wanted to jam, so...
Well, first you got to get it right. I wore a Kiss shirt. Okay, and he saw Ace Frehley, and he was like, hey, I seen that guy in a show like a week ago. And I was like, oh my gosh, Ace Frehley? Like, no way. I was like, I play guitar. And he was like, really? I play the drums. So we kind of waited around and kind of shoved it under the carpet. And finally, I had seen him at Walmart, and I was like, hey, man, we got a jam. And we finally came through. I think, what day was it?
I want to say it was like December 17th of 2023.
Yeah.
It was like towards the end. But we finally got together and jammed. And then a week later, we got Malachi to come and join.
Yeah, right after Christmas is when I got my bass for Christmas. A few days later, Trey calls me. He's like, by the way, Trey is my cousin, so that's how we know each other.
More like brothers,
yeah, but more or less. He called me. He was like, hey, I'm in a band now. You wanna come play bass for me? And I was like, absolutely.
He calls me up at 9 o'clock. I had just woke up. My alarm just gone off. He said, hey, man, we're still jamming, right? And I said, yeah, of course. He says, is it cool if my cousin comes and plays guitar with us? I said, does he perhaps play bass? And he said, he has a bass. I said, hey, that'll work. That'll work. And then roughly a month later, Brody over here, our rhythm player.
Joined in what? End of January,
early February is when Brody came along.
And I played a little bit since I was a little kid, but like I didn't get serious into it until, of course, I met the guys. Now I consider brothers, of course.
It's truly a band of brothers, and we're very thankful for each other, you know.
Definitely.
The good, bad, and the ugly. I mean, we really build off each other, and I mean, we've really created a band of brothers.
That is so cool, man. You know, these guys all showed up, not crammed into one car, but crammed into two cars with gear crammed all around them. We actually, there's, I'll figure out some way to disseminate photos of it, but actually, there'll be photos on their social media. They're actually out into the hallway here. Not all of them fit in the studio. The drums set up in the hallway. We're having to move stuff to walk back and forth, so hope nobody has to go anywhere fast. But yeah, these guys come together and they seem to be working super well. You know, speaking of working super well, y'all had one show that I've seen recordings from is when you were out in Bristol, and I think y'all had another show. Tell me about some of your shows, and more importantly, tell me about the kind of shows you want to do next.
So more or less, the first show we ever got was at the Fiddler's Restaurant.
Actually,
that was in Withfield.
First show we ever got. He's got it backwards. First show we ever got was a private show at the Lake. we got to go and jam out for a family friend of ours. And, you know, it was pretty cool getting to use our equipment full blast out there on the lake. You know, we had boats and stuff coming up to us. It was pretty neat, man. And then that was, what, August?
That was, like, late July. So, late July, one of my friends from high school, Ian Lester, if he actually goes back and is he's listening to this, he goes back and listens. So, yeah, what's up to Ian? But a guy from high school texted me and said his grandfather was having a birthday and he wanted a private gig on the lake, so we showed up for that in July. And that was really our first feel for things. And then in October, we had our fiddler's gig.
Which was our first, that was our first public gig. And the thing about that one was we had to change around our set list because we can only play country and
more blues, folk rock,
blues and folk. So it was different, but it made us more versatile musicians. So we was very happy to have that opportunity. But the opportunities we're looking for is like big festivals, you know. Like, I mean, I hear like the Milk Parlor's got a very nice stage and lights. We'd love to get up there.
Rockhouse Marina on the lake as well.
Yeah, I mean, just as many places as we can, and you know, we're just looking to put out our music. We're not worried about like all the stuff that comes with it, like, you know, all the paying and all that stuff. We're just happy to play music, and we're wanting to get our names out there and build each other up as a band, and as, like we said, a band of brothers.
Right on. So I know in your name it's Midnight Blues Society, but the why, it has the two little dots over top of it, and forgive me, I don't know the name of that. Why do you have the funny looking why? And tell me what it's called. Tell us what it's called.
So we actually was called a band with no name for about 6 or 7 months because we cannot decide a name. And
we actually called ourselves a band with no name.
Literally. And so we finally came up with a name. Malachi just shot it out. He was like, Midnight Blue Society. And we all was like, oh, it was just like a light bulb had like flicked open, and it was perfect. And we all liked it and we all agreed on it. But then I was like, I seen the why, and I was like, okay, well, why don't we do like something cool with this? And when you put the two dots over the why, it kind of makes a smiley face.
It does, doesn't it?
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, I know your name is the Blue Society, but you know, you've played some rock songs, you know, and you're gonna end with a rock song I'm really excited for. Hang on to the end, because you're going to like it too, listeners. What's your preferred genre? What would you like to play? What do you want to be known for?
I would say
classic rock.
Blues and rock. You know,
classic rock. Blues and classic
in the vein,
rock.
Blues in the vein of rock. You know, we're influenced by so many different artists, man. I mean, the Kings, of course. Freddie King's phenomenal. We love Freddie King probably out of any of the other Kings.
That's just you.
But, you know, Albert King, I mean, they're all fabulous, but Zeppelin is a big one. Led Zeppelin, you know, the mighty Zeppelin, man.
Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan, there's a lot of inspirations, and we enjoy all types of music, like even like soul, Motown music, just all types of genres.
A lot of Al Green.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of good music out there, and there's a lot of talent that it takes to create good music like that.
Well, good deal, man. Good stuff. Anything else y'all want to go over while we're in here and we're live?
Stay tuned. We are going to be playing one of our originals for you.
Awesome, awesome.
The original is called "Strings of Fire." It's our best one that we have yet, and we're on the take to try to cut an album before the end of this year. That's our goal as a band, and We're just happy to be on the radio, man. This is like a
such a big opportunity.
A big opportunity.
Very thankful.
Very thankful, yeah, for everybody that's got us this, and we really appreciate you guys having us.
Oh, absolutely, guys. Well, tell us where people can find you. Tell us where people can learn about shows you're doing.
So you can find us on all places, all platforms. I'm gonna give it over to my bass player because he knows it best.
If you go to our Instagram at Midnight Blues Society. We have a link tree in our bio that our link tree will take you to our YouTube. It'll take you to our TikTok, Facebook, also our Instagram, and our business email for booking in case you guys want to book us.
We would love any local opportunities. We just want to play, man. We love what we do.
Good deal, man. You know, it's over the radio doesn't always broadcast that well, and I particularly didn't plan this as well as I should have. It was way more complicated than I thought it would be. Thankfully, one of our engineers, Jared, came in, and he's the unsung hero in the background.
Thank you, Jared.
Thank you, Jared. Jared's the man. Dude, Jared really is the man. He set up in the setup went a lot more smoother than it could.
he's really pulled through. So these guys sound good here. They're great live, so I highly recommend them. If you need anything, get these guys. They're awesome. They're young. They're motivated. The Midnight Blues Society.
We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to give these guys a couple minutes break, let them get some refreshments and stuff. We'll play a couple songs, and then we'll come back on, and we'll do the second half of their set. We'll be got sound at the end. We'll come on, let them talk a little bit more. If you have questions for the Midnight Blues Society, give us a call, 540-231-WUVT. That's 9888. 540-231-WUVT. Man, I'm starting to sound like a drug commercial here. Anyhow, we're going to do Lightning Hopkins' Coffee Blues from the album The Blues next here on Blues After Hours.